Thanks for downloading the Highly Relevant podcast. But before we begin the show, I want to talk to you about the All of Us Research Program. Hispanics are the largest ethnic minorities in the USA, up to 18% of the population. However, we are underrepresented in research studies, only 10%. This gap means that researchers know less about our health. Hispanics deserve to be represented in studies so we can know more about our health and be as healthy as possible. As our population grows, so should our participation. Create a better future by participating. Just visit joinallofus.org/highlyrelevant. Hello, everyone. My name is Jack Rico, and this is Highly Relevant, a Latinx pop culture podcast covering Latinx music, movies, and television shows. You've had a hard week. You want to disconnect from the world by watching or listening to something good or even guilty, but you have no clue of where to begin. It's okay. I've asked some friends of mine to share their personal recommendations on what shows have kept them amused and inspired during these dark days. Then I'm going to share with you four new movie trailers that I am highly anticipating and that you should have on your radar. But before we get to all of that, it's time I give you my weekly recap of the top Latinx pop culture headlines in a segment I like to call Jacked In. Let's begin with the top movie, TV, and music news of the week. Gael García Bernal's movie Old is number one at the box office this week. ABC is developing a Mexican-American family comedy with Eva Longoria and screenwriter Grace Parajani. La Caballota, Evie Queen, will host a Spotify podcast about the history of how reggaeton was created, premiering August 4th. Sofia Vergara will co-host Stand Up to Cancer on Saturday, August 21st at 8 p.m. Wilmer Valderrama launches Essential Voices podcast about essential workers on iHeartRadio on July 27th. Argentine-American choreographer Graciela Danielle will receive a special Tony Award for Lifetime Achievement Award in the theater. Al Ortiz will serve as the interim executive producer of the CBS Evening News broadcast. National correspondent Tom Lamas will host a new daily primetime news program on NBC News Now. Univision buys a stake in Latino MMA company Combate Global, and El Caballo Mayor, Johnny Ventura, has passed away at the age of 81. And in tech and social media news, Snapchat's built-in map will start recommending places for you to visit. Twitter is testing for a potential e-commerce on its platform. The NBA is developing daily and weekly podcasts in a new deal with iHeartMedia. LinkedIn now gives premium members greater access to content on some paywalled sites. Spotify now has 165 million subscribers worldwide. And from April to June 2021, Apple, Google, and Microsoft together made $56.8 billion in profits. Talk about capitalism. Right before we begin with our friends' recommendations list, let me kick this off with a music documentary and a podcast. My first recommendation is a music documentary series on Hulu called McCartney 321.
What do you remember about this?
At the time, I was just working with this bloke, John. Now I look back and I was working with John Lennon. All my
love. Legendary music producer Rick Rubin, you've seen him. The guy doesn't wear any shoes. He's always in shorts and a t-shirt. His hair looks like a hippie from the 60s that hasn't combed it in decades. But the dude is one of the smartest people when it comes to music. He's been the producer of some of the greatest albums you have ever heard in your life. And he sits down with a living Beatle in Paul McCartney to deconstruct the music of the Beatles, his 70s band Wings, and also his own solo stuff.
Clearly, yeah. These guys are going for it.
We were warned, don't go out late. And the car pulls up. Some guys jumped out. One of them had a knife, and they took all our demos. We were hippies. We just did not listen.
And at its core, it's really a nerdy conversation about music from two music masters. It's six episodes in black and white with a very high quality production. We get to revisit the how and why of his songwriting, the choice of chord structures, instruments, and it's really a revealing look at how the McCartney classics were made. If you're a Beatles fan and you're into wanting to know how the Beatles did their music, then this is the documentary for you. And if you're looking for a podcast to keep you company these days and you're a Saved by the Bell fan, then you have to download Zach to the Future.
Whether you tuned in when it first aired or caught reruns on cable hungover, everyone has seen Saved by the Bell. Everyone except this guy.
Hi, I'm Mark Paul Gosselaar, but you might know me better as Zach Morris. Listen, I haven't watched an episode of Saved by the Bell since I left the set over 25 years ago. I didn't watch it when it was on either. I've never seen what fans assure me is one of the greatest shows of all time.
That might be a slight exaggeration.
It's from the mind of Mark Paul Gosselaar, the original actor who played Zach Morris, and he has never seen an episode of the show that he started. It's kind of crazy to even know that, but it's a great premise for the podcast. He now revisits and relives every single episode for the very first time with his co-host Dashiell Driscoll, which I believe was a writer on the show, and we get to come along for the ride. It's nostalgic, revealing, and very funny. A great option if you always wanted to know what Mark really thought about Zach and the show. And now here's a list of recommendations from our friends.
Hola, mi gente. This is Gonzalo Peña from the Inno Latino podcast. My show pick is Disney Plus' The Mysterious Benedict Society, based on Trenton Lee Stewart's novel.
There is a place where truth matters, even if most people don't pay attention to it.
The cinematography is amazing and the story is very well crafted. This show is about finding the truth. The heroes, flawed as they may be, are always trying to get to the truth, even if they don't live up to the ideal of truth all the time, like any other human being. The show is far from Pollyannish, and yet quite uplifting and exciting. I found the show particularly relevant in an era where misinformation about COVID and people manipulating masses to spread hate and misinformation need to be countered somehow. On the other hand, in the podsphere, I started following a business and leadership podcast called All Hands by Caitlin Holloway.
I'm your host, Caitlin Holloway. For the last decade, I've been a people and culture executive at some of the internet's most beloved startups, but my fascination with building true people-first cultures started many years ago.
Ms. Holloway has leveraged her experience in the startup and venture capital world to bring great speakers and touch on topics like creativity, resilience, and teamwork. You're going to love it. My third pick is an episodic podcast in the form of an audio adventure drama. It's called Queens of the Sapphire Sea.
Tell me again, Grandma Maddie.
Tell you what?
The seaplane. France. Great Aunt Belle.
Didn't I tell you about that last night?
It's set up pre-World War II in an era of ace pilots and daredevils. If you like Miyazaki's Porco Rosso, you're going to love this podcast. That was it for me. This is Gonzalo Peña with Inno Latino. Nos vemos.
Hola, mi nombre es Agustina y vivo en New York. Un descubrimiento que tuve durante este último año fue el canal de YouTube Alan por el Mundo.
En el centro de San Antonio se encuentra Hopscotch, una experiencia inmersiva fundada en el 2018 con la colaboración de varios artistas de diferentes partes del mundo.
Este es un canal realizado por Alan Estrada, un actor mexicano que durante años se ha dedicado a documentar y compartir sus viajes. Ha visitado muchísimos países y su catálogo es bastante extenso. Para mí este tipo de contenido llenó un vacío, ya que durante la pandemia no se pudo viajar y me ha dado muchas ideas para planear futuros viajes post-pandemia.
Miren, esta instalación es una de nuestras favoritas, es una alberca de pelotas, pero tiene LEDs.
Algo que me gusta de este canal es que si bien Alan es mexicano, su contenido está dirigido a todos aquellos hispanoparlantes del mundo y realmente contiene mucha información útil, desde puntos turísticos, gastronómicos y hoteleros. Sus videos son de alta calidad y por momentos graciosos. Se los recomiendo a todos aquellos que estén planificando algún viaje próximamente.
My name is Roman Rojas and I'm originally from Caracas, Venezuela. I'm the co-host of the Tremenda Vaina podcast. I want to tell you guys today about one of my favorite writers and thinkers from the 20th century, and his advice on how to live our lives better through a daily practice. His name was Joseph Campbell.
Of the psychologists who've dealt with these problems, and there have been many, for me, Carl Jung says the most.
Joe, as they called him, used to say that there has to be a moment in the day, in one's day, every day, when for an hour, you have to forget who owes you money, who you owe money to, who your friends are, who your enemies are. Just totally disconnect from everything you know. How would you do that? Joseph Campbell would say that you could dance to music that you love for an hour, meditate for an hour, pray for an hour. But whatever you do, whatever you decide to do, always do it for an hour. After a while of doing this every day, you'll see a real change in your being, in your way of dealing with the world. You will be in better harmony with yourselves and others. I know it works because I myself have an hour of the day where I put into practice Joe's advice. Believe me, it works. Joseph Campbell was an American professor of literature at Sarah Lawrence College who worked in comparative mythology and comparative religion. His work covered many aspects of the human experience. Campbell's best known work is his book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, in which he discusses his theory of the journey of the archetypal hero shared by world mythologies. If this resonates with you, check out Joseph Campbell.
Hi, my name is Juan Doe, and I'm a writer and artist based out of Tokyo. I wanted to share an item that I came across this week that I thought was interesting. It's an article titled, "We're All Mad as Hell, Thanks to Late Capitalism," written by Alex Yablon from the website gen.medium.com. So the premise is, and I'll read the first paragraph, is humanity is richer than it has ever been. We live longer than we ever have. People have access to an endless supply of culture, knowledge, and consumer goods, all from a small device in our pocket. So why are we pissed off all the time? That's the question political economist Mark Blythe and hedge fund manager Erica Lonergan tackle in their recent book, Angrynomics.
There's an analogy we use in the book, which is imagine sort of capitalist economies to be like computers. Just like when your computer crashes, you get very angry because you can't do your work anymore. When the economy crashes, both on a macro and a micro level, that creates these outpourings of anger.
It really offered some insight into a lot of the elements that are currently involved in trying to explain why we do have a sense of a lot of anger in our societies at the moment. So even though the article's from a year ago, I thought it was still pretty interesting. Considering the current climate and the sense that there is still a lot of anger involved. And that is something I came across today, but I think it's still relevant and it's definitely a good read and I highly recommend.
Thanks to all of you guys for your recommendations. I already have them on my queue. And right before we continue with our movie trailer preview, I wanted to talk to you about the All of Us Research Program. Now, you guys know that Hispanic culture is pop culture. We are leaving our mark everywhere, from music to food to fashion. One place where we need to make an impact is scientific research. All of Us wants to include our voices in research so we have a better idea of how unique we are genetically and to see if we're prone to other diseases. Did you know that individuals of Puerto Rican descent are roughly twice as likely to develop diabetes as someone with South American heritage? Join the revolution by participating in All of Us. Visit joinallofus.org/highly relevant. So I got to check out some movie trailer releases that came out recently, and four of them caught my attention, and I thought I should share them with you guys.
You count cards, right?
I'm not that smart.
But you win. You need someone to stake you.
That's what you do. You run a stable.
I'm always looking for a good thoroughbred.
The first trailer I saw is called The Card Counter. It stars Guatemalan actor Oscar Isaac and Tiffany Haddish. And it's a new revenge thriller from Focus Features, where Isaac plays an ex-military interrogator turned gambler haunted by the ghost of his past decisions. It's directed by Paul Schrader and it's executive produced by Martin Scorsese. Just those two names alone is the reason you should go to watch this film. It premieres September 10th. Also releasing September 10th is the Argentine French political thriller Azor.
Es la primera vez en Argentina, ¿no?
Primera vez en el sur.
¿Usted conoció a Kiss, señor Dickerman?
Sí, sí, que lo conocí. Usted tiene un estilo algo diferente, ¿no?
El señor DeWitt pertenece a la banca privada. Es distinto que la banca comercial. Es como comparar un avión de línea con un jet privado.
It's set in the 1970s Argentina when a private Swiss banker arrives in Buenos Aires to replace a colleague who has mysteriously disappeared. He slowly finds himself untangling a sinister web of colonialism, high finance, and a nation's dirty war. It's great to see these films that are French and Spanish and take place in Latin America. You know, this is, to me, the way movies should all be done.
Calendrier indique un rendez-vous un peu avant son départ.
Lazaro.
Sticking with Argentina, there's another trailer that was released called The Last Matinee. It's a Uruguayan-Argentine horror film that's premiering August 6th in theaters.
Hoy puede sentir que el universo le debe algo. Sin embargo, nadie tiene que sacrificarse para ayudarlo. Deberá salir solo y airoso de esta situación deprimente.
It tells the story of a group of moviegoers attending the last showing of a horror film who are then terrorized by a murderer who begins to pick them off one by one. Now, the premise might sound a little bit familiar, and it's because it's been described as a horror film roller coaster ride that pays homage to the giallo and the slasher films of the 70s and 80s. And if you like and are looking for that type of film, and it's in Spanish, then this is the one you gotta go see. And finally, there is Lin-Manuel Miranda's latest animated film, Vivo, that's coming out on Netflix August 6th.
Are you ready, Vivo?
Presenting the one and only Vivo.
Vivo follows a one-of-a-kind animal, and it's voiced by Miranda himself, who goes on an adventure to fulfill his friend's last wish of sending his one true love, his love song.
Marta.
Nothing would mean more to me than for us to sing together again.
I had a chance to see the movie, and by the first act, I'm telling you, you're going to be dancing and crying all at the same time. I hope you guys get to watch it with your family. It's one of the best animated films of the year, and I love, love, love the soundtrack.
Unbreakable bonds, that's what we got.
That love, Gabriela? That love lives forever in your heart.
And just before I wrap up here, here are three Latin tracks you might want to add to your playlist this weekend. Conexión Total, Bomba Estéreo y Yemi Alade. Don't Go Yet, Camila Cabello.
What you leaving for when my night is yours just a little more?
No necesito más que tu amor. Tus besos son mi despertador.
No necesito más, Marisa Moore. And that's it for episode 156 of the Highly Relevant Podcast. I'd like to thank all my guests for contributing their recommendations. And if you would like to hear more recommendations like this, please let me know on Twitter at Jack Rico Official or my Instagram account at Jack Rico. I'm Jack Rico. See you next week on another episode of Highly Relevant.